Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did. I got the hiccups today for some reason, folks. You know, in 10 years, that's never happened before. I've actually kind of had the hiccups before on the air, but I've been able to suppress them. I don't think I've ever actually done that. I think that may be a first on the air. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to continue to be with you. You know, we have a lot of fun on this show, as you know, and most of it is at my expense. Have you noticed that? Jerry Gerlinger is with us, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have some fun with him, too, because he's also Edward Gerlinger, depending on whether you're reading about him or talking to him. If you're reading about him, you're going to find out that the inventor of a company called Mobile Shop Company, LLC, is Edward Gerlinger. But if you get to know him and if you become his friend like we have, we're not like best of friends, he says we can call him Jerry. So, Jerry, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I'm very glad to be here.
And so that's a pretty good way to say it, isn't it? When we read about you, you're Edward, but when we talk to you, we're Jerry?
I think that's very accurate, yes.
Okay, so you were just wandering around in your own business one day, you know, running 1,500 apartments and managing them and maintaining them and all that. You were just minding your own business one day, and all of a sudden you got this brainstorm, and you said, you know what, I'm losing a lot of time here.
Well, yes. I mean, sort of. My background is in maintenance and construction all of my life. And so, you know, I was very familiar with the frustration of looking for tools, of searching for the things you needed to do the job. I'm the kind of guy who just likes to get something done. And so it was always an annoyance for me. But when I started this business or became the president of this management company, it became a very personal thing and a bottom-line cost also, because we had 30 people that worked with tools, and we found that we were spending a lot of money to have them search for those tools and those parts all day long. So that was really when it drove me to do something about it, was when I saw that it could hit our bottom line in such a large way. So to kind of give you the story very quickly, what happened was about 9 years ago, I had gotten every other part of the company in pretty good order, and so I decided finally I was going to go after maintenance. And we said, okay, let's figure out a way to supply every single tool and many of the small parts that a technician needs to that person and give them a way to account for those tools and give us a way to account for them so that nobody's looking for them and we're not worried about them leaving the property. Well, you know, in my naive approach, I guess, I figured it would take about 6 months to a year to get it right, and it ended up taking about 7 or 8 years.
Well, you didn't realize the journey you were about to set yourself upon.
Yeah, I didn't, and I also didn't realize just how much it would take to get it just right. And since we were developing it for ourselves and not to sell it originally, that was what we were doing. We wanted it to be, you know, right on the money so that it would deliver the benefit.
So, Goldilocks, couldn't be one way or the other. It had to be just right. And what you were looking for is, as my grandmother used to say, a place for everything and everything in its place.
Exactly. And that's a simple, you know, description of what we do. Basically, it's a filing cabinet for tools and parts. And it goes with you, and it has other features as well. And the very simple way we developed it was we built the first unit. Every tool that we carried in it is carried out in the open with a label on the pocket that it's carried in, so you have a visual inspection.
Yeah.
And we had the guys using it just pay attention to what was stopping them. They wrote down, as they walked out the door, they wrote down what they were going to get, and we rebuilt the kit about 12 or 13 times until it seemed to solve most or all of their problems.
Now, but how long did it take you on this journey that you were taking to create this perfectly organized tool apparatus How long did it take you to realize that this was going to be bigger than your own use?
Well, I noticed about 3 or 4 years into it. Now, we weren't doing it every day. I was working on it intermittently. But 3 or 4 years into it, when it really started taking shape, I noticed that we were getting the attention of some other companies. They were hearing about it. So as the time went on, we realized, hey, there's an opportunity here. Also, it's a very complicated device to build, so it's almost as easy to build 1,000 of them as it is to build one. So we figured if we're going to build them for ourselves, we might as well build a company that could build them for other companies.
If necessity is the mother of invention, surely opportunity is its father.
Absolutely, and the opportunity for us was enormous. I mean, for our little company, the bottom line benefit was about $400,000 a year.
Wow!
And you know,
and that would be direct and indirect, probably. I mean, you're probably able to tighten up on your maintenance payroll and not only direct expense in terms of tools that were lost but the time saving probably saved you a lot of payroll dollars.
The time savings was huge, and it's not necessarily a direct hit on payroll, although that will happen. It was about increasing service to the customer. Our technicians were more professional in their approach to their job.
They looked like they had their cornflakes together, even when they might not have, huh?
Exactly. Well, and it encouraged them to have their cornflakes together. We had a system now that we could structure a better approach to our job rather than having it be completely, you know, chaotic and haphazard, which is what it was before.
Right.
Okay,
folks, I started to say I wish you could see this, but let me go ahead and give you the website. Or I tell you what, Jay, you go ahead and give it to us.
It's www.mobile-shop.com.
Mobile-shop.com, mobile-shop.com. If you go there, you can see what we're talking about. This is basically a cube, isn't it? A cube on wheels.
It's very cube-like, yes. You know, we packed a lot into a space, and, you know, a cube is an efficient space. When you open this up, you realize it's got 230 tools in it. They can all be accounted for in about 30 seconds. And then in the bottom of it, you have 180 small parts. We call them $15 screws. Those are those little 2-cent items that if you don't have them, they're $15 to go get.
Right, right.
So we carry all those items as well.
You know, this is a great entrepreneurial story, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, he's had some incredible marketing success of late. He's going to tell us about that and how his lesson, his journey, can help you on yours. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing, and we'll be back with Jerry/Edward Gerlinger. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the 10-year-old site, our flagship, where you can find the show and the archives and the articles and subscribe to my free newsletter, which I encourage you to do, and also check out our blog, which we update every weekday. And, of course, our knowledge base, askjim.biz, askjim.biz. That's where you can go to get small business answers now. Check those out. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us and use all of our stuff to your advantage. Jerry Gerlinger, ladies and gentlemen, that's G-U-I-R-L-I-N-G-E-R, Gerlinger. Am I saying that right, Jerry?
Yes, you are.
Perfectly. All right, and so Jerry is the creator, the visionary, the inventor, and now the manufacturer and the marketer of the Mobile Shop company. Mobile Shop is this cube of a toolbox, basically. That's you know, this reminds me of if you've ever seen a crash cart in a hospital. It's about that size, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and that's a good example because in crash carts they have accountability, which is exactly what we provide. We provide the accountability, and that's what's different about our system than any other system is that when you have a mobile shop, it's a standardized system that everybody knows what it carries, and anyone can account for it. We actually designed it to where a 10-year-old could actually count through everything in it in about a minute.
Now, this is not. This is a professional model, ladies and gentlemen. This is not for. This is not. You know, the price tag is not for sissies. They're about $3,000, right,
Jerry? About $3,000.
About $3,000. But these are for professionals, people who make their living with tools. When you said you may one day have a more of a mobile shop light kind of thing for weekenders, but what I want to do now, though, Jerry, is I want you to talk to us about the journey that you took quickly, especially with regard to how you got this thing marketed. I mean, did you consciously decide to build this yourself and to create this yourself rather than license the idea to somebody?
Yes, I did, because it's such a complicated thing to build. It's very simple to use, but it was very complicated to build. I decided to work with my own manufacturers and my own contacts and supply and develop it ourselves and then assemble it here and check it for quality. Now, eventually, we may outsource some of that or all of it, but just to make sure that we deliver a very high-quality product, I wanted to have it in-house. And I have a background in manufacturing, so it sort of came natural to me.
Right. So did you build a factory, or have you got an assembly plant, or what do you got?
We have an assembly plant in Columbus, Ohio, and we have a network of suppliers that do a very good job delivering high-quality components to us. And we put about 3 hours per unit putting it together here in our plant.
Mm-hmm. And so how many are you selling these days?
Well, we started in about May of last year, and we're up to over 1.7 million for our first year and 4 months.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we're really thrilled about that. The most interesting part about that, though, is it's just literally a scratch on the surface of our opportunity. You know, we're a small business now.
Yeah, but this has global opportunity.
It literally does. And
are you doing a metric version?
There will be a metric version. There already is metric in the current unit, but there will be a European version. We've got patents going in multiple other countries. Just to describe our market really quickly, everybody asks me, what is the market for this? And I say, well, every building on the face of the earth requires maintenance, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And the person doing that maintenance is going to be in a lot better shape, and the company employing them will be if they're using the mobile shop system.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I fly in somewhere, I always like looking out the window, and I look at the buildings, and I think, boy, there's a lot of people working on those buildings.
That's right. So. Hey, tell us about now. You're recently in Sharper Image magazine catalog. Tell us how you broke through the big-time marketing opportunities.
Well, you know, Sharper Image is sort of the icing on our cake. You know, we're very appreciative of that opportunity. But our primary business is, you know, servicing other businesses. But Sharper Image came along as we went to a trade show, the National Hardware Show. I don't know if you've ever been to that, but it's a huge hardware tool show. And Sharper Image discovered us there and very quickly decided that they wanted this very unique thing, the mobile shop, in their catalog. And
which is kind of unusual because your end user is not typically a consumer.
Well, you know it's not, but I tell you what, the reason why I was so open to it is that every time we sell one to a company, every single time, the people who are making that decision, they say, wow, I'd love to have that in my home.
Right.
Every single time. So we said, well, let's go ahead and let Sharper Image, you know, give it a shot, and they've done a very, very good job.
Well, that's interesting. And so what are some of your other marketing things that you've done with this?
Well, you know, we started primarily in trade shows serving the apartment market. That's my background.
Right.
And the very first trade show we went to, I'll never forget it, we were inundated. We couldn't believe it. We had a 20-foot by 10-foot booth, and there were times when it was three people deep all the way around the booth.
Right.
So we knew we had something.
So what you did was you worked through your targeted market. You found, you identified who your profile customer was, and you went where they were, which in your case were trade shows.
Exactly. And we actually, that was the thing to do for us to get this started.
Yeah. That's one of the big lessons, folks. Not necessarily trade shows, but go where your customers are, not where the world is, where your customers are. You got to identify those. Give us that website again, Jerry.
It's www.mobile-shop.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. Hey, Jerry, we want you to keep up with us and let us keep up with you and tell us how things are going in the months and years ahead.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
We'll get you back on the show again. Congratulations, and we'll see you next time.
Okay.
Jerry Gerlinger, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.